Look, for those who love nothing better than to sit back with a good read, it is a bit of a conundrum these days. Do you stick with the book, the physical, tangible book, or have you moved on to the digital version? So if it's a Kindle or if it's just downloading a book to your smart device, is it very, very tricky? And the idea that bookshops can still survive. We'll have a look at all of that and more this morning with the publishing director at Monash University, Nathan Hollier. Good morning, Nathan. Books, the physical books, it can be a bit tricky surviving in the digital age. I'm kind of thinking it to how vinyl and CDs all sort of kind of surviving with the advent of MP3s. But what's the status of books in your opinion at the moment?
Well, good to be with you, Mark. And I think a lot of people drew that comparison between vinyl and CDs, but the views have changed somewhat in recent years. And we've seen that e-books have come and they've grown strongly for a number of years, and then they have peaked and sort of plateaued over the last 2 or 3 years at about 20% of the overall market. And they seem to be staying there. And we've seen the number of bookshops in Australia grow between 3 and 4% over each of the past 3 years. And last year, in terms of revenue, independent booksellers grew by over 2%, and chains and franchise bookstores grew by 3%. So they do seem to be hanging around and indeed coming back in some ways. There was a famous thinker called Umberto Eco who said that the book is a little bit like the wheel, and that is that once you've invented it, it can't really be improved upon massively.
That's a fair call, Nathan. I love the accent on there as well, on that gentleman's name. Look,
I did my best.
You did your best. That's all right. That's all I can ask of you. Look, you did mention that the idea that the e-book, et cetera, has sort of had made its growth and it's kind of plateaued a little bit. That's kind of about the time that we did see a decline in bookstores. The big chain Borders comes to mind, and how they were there and they disappeared almost overnight. But it's good to see that they're sort of coming back, and I guess the physical book is making its way again. For your point of view, what is it about a real book as opposed to reading something online that just makes it so magical?
Well, I think that, the current age that we're in, as you say, the digital age, apart from anything else, it's an age of distraction. You've got information coming at you all of the time. You know, people email you, text you, phone, contact you via social media. And the book, in whatever form, can still give an extra depth to life. But I think that there's something about that, the fact that it is a physical object, and that when you're reading it, you can be free from that distraction of all those other forms of being contacted that we have now. And there is actually evidence that we remember better from printed books, printed material. So there's something about that concrete nature.
I suppose too, Nathan, if you sort of got books for studying or research, you can sort of underline, you can circle them with a pencil, you can really make the most of it, where you can't really put too much on your screen in terms of that. Nathan,
I think that's easier. And also children's books, I mean, you know, the children's books are really going strongly, and with all of the colour and the different components of that, the kids really love their printed books.
And just very quickly, Nathan, what sort of books are high on your bookshelf? Fiction, what's your favourites?
Well, I'm reading a biography of John Maynard Keynes, which I bought about 10 years ago, and I'm finally getting around to reading.
Well, there's no hurry on these things, no hurry.
No, that's true, it's sort of a nice feeling. And I'm reading a book of stories by a guy called Gopo Seng, who was the first Singaporean novelist. And spent time in Ireland, and this is about his experiences going to Ireland. So I read just a lot.
Nathan, there's nothing wrong with that. There's many that would agree with you. Thanks for sharing a little bit of that this morning, and great to see that the physical book is going to be around for pretty much forever. Thank you so much.
I think so. Thank you, Mark. All the best.
From Monash University, it's Nathan Hollier, and great to see that bookshops and a physical book is not going anywhere. To NURFM, it's 10:29.